Hey everybody, Daniel Gregory. Thanks for tuning in to this week's episode of The Perceptive Photographer. I don't know if you're like me, but there's probably certain things you do in your life and they just happen. You don't even think about them. They're so automatic. They just happen. Things like brushing your teeth, putting your shoes away, whatever it is. But there are these little habits you developed over your life that are so secondary to how you actually behave that you don't even have to think about them. As I've been thinking about our photography and how we go about creating photographs, I think there's five kind of habits people should have with their photography that we don't always ascribe to or we don't always follow through on. Maybe you do, maybe you don't, but I was trying to really narrow down if I was going to come up with five great habits that I think all photographers should have, what would they be? So here it goes. The first one is keeping organized. And I think for a lot of people who shoot digital photography, they think that I'm just talking about images because keeping your images organized is really important. If you need to find a certain photograph, you want to know where it is, whether you organize by folder or keyword. Absolutely, having those images organized is something that's critical. But I also think it's really important to have your gear organized because there's a lot of times when you might need to go out on a shoot in a hurry and want to be able to find things. And if you're not sure where your gear is, you have no idea how much stress that can cause or how likely you are to forget something that might be important. So keeping all your gear organized, having all your filters in one place, having all your camera lenses in one place, I think all of that's really important to making sure that you're in a great space and a great frame of mind when it does become time to pack and make sure that you have everything you need for a trip. It's also something that when you come back and you're finished with a shoot and you're finished with a trip, you can double check to make sure you have all your gear, you didn't leave something behind, and give you a chance to reflect on what gear did you use when you went out and what gear did you not use when you went out so that you could more strategically pack the next time you have a trip. I also think it's really important to keep your plans organized and your business information organized. So if you're actually starting to work on a series of shoots, having that written down, knowing where that is, keeping those plans in a place that you can find them or in a notebook where you can find them is important. Just like with all your business documents, knowing where your receipts are, knowing where your business files are, knowing where your business forms are, and having all that stuff in a single consolidated space, I think can really go a long way to reducing your stress and making you more effective when it comes time to stepping out into the field or meeting with an accountant or whatever you need to do. I think the second habit I would encourage people to develop is to keep clean. What I mean by that is I think it's important to keep your camera gear clean. When you come back from a shoot, it's important to take it through its cleaning process. And I like to have a daily, a weekly, and a monthly, and a yearly cleaning process for my camera equipment. And by daily, I just mean on the days that I go out and shoot. So I don't clean camera gear when I actually haven't taken it out of the bag. But when you're actually out shooting, to come back and make sure you clean off the elements, you get all the dirt off the outside, you make sure that all the camera equipment works, that it's not wet, whatever's gone on in the environment, you've taken care of cleaning that. And then on a weekly or monthly basis, you know, some additional steps of cleaning where maybe you take the filters off and you clean off the inside of the filters. But whatever it is, that you work really hard to make sure that gear is clean so that every time you pick up that camera, you know it works, you know it's operational, you know the batteries are charged, you know that everything's going to work as expected. I also think there's some important things to do from a yearly standpoint where, you know, if you've got a camera lens you use all the time, that maybe you need to send that in for servicing so they can clean it, tighten it up, and make sure all the gaskets still work. But it's keeping that on a regular schedule so that you don't end up inadvertently having your lens be out for repair or out for maintenance at a time when you might need it. So staying organized on when you're going to go about keeping that gear clean, I think, is really important. So keeping clean, keeping organized, two very important things. I think one of the other things that's really important and a great habit to develop is to shoot outside your comfort zone on a given schedule. So give yourself a day of the month, a day of a quarter, something like that, where you can go out and shoot something that you're not normally photographing, something you're not normally comfortable with. So if you don't normally shoot portraiture work, that you push yourself into doing some kind of portrait work for no other reason than just to see what it feels like to be pushed beyond what's possible shooting, to push yourself in a new direction, to see things creatively in a different way, to acquire some skills that you may not have had, because there's certain skills you might acquire from shooting portraiture that you can then adopt into your product photography or your landscape photography or whatever you're doing. So being willing to push yourself a little bit outside that comfort zone, I think, is really important. I also think another habit to have that's really important is to consume photography on a regular basis. We do this inadvertently just because of the nature of our visual way our world is constructed. So if you pick up any magazine, you get on the website, you look at photos all the time, but that's not really what I mean. What I mean is to spend the time to really deconstruct and think about photography, to think about photos, how they work, how they don't work, what's interesting to you, what's not interesting to you about various photographers, and to really dive deep into looking at a kind of a holistic body of work. And so one of the ways I would suggest you do that is to come up with a list of photographers who you admire, or a list of photographers who you've heard of that you maybe haven't really spent a lot of time with. And go ahead and get one of their books, get one of their portfolios, go spend time on their website and really look deep into their photography, look deep into their work and see what is it about that work that's so interesting for you, but really have it resonate with you over an extended period of time. I also think if you're a person who likes to spend time up on like 500px or Google Plus or one of the Flickr, one of the big social media sites for sharing photography, if you see an image you like that's an image of the day, spend the time to go in and look at that photographer's portfolio, read about that photographer, see kind of what kind of photos they normally shoot, how do they create the image, and how could you take and apply some of that inspiration into your own work. So whether you're looking back historically, whether you're looking back at current people who are possibly popular for some reason on social media, to go ahead and really spend some time to delve into that. I also think it's important on that consumption of photography that if you have a certain genre, a certain type of photography that normally interests you, is to really spend some time to figure out who do you not know in that genre. So if you're a landscape photographer, you probably already know a lot of the big names in landscape photography, but who are some potential other photographers, maybe in other countries that you haven't heard of, and spend some time consuming what they have taken as amazing photography. The fifth habit I think people should develop is what I call one day to train. And I think one of the things I hear over and over again, and I found this in my own work, that this was one of the probably the big things I did for myself that really made a difference in the stress I was having around trying to keep up with all the changes in technology around photography, particularly on the digital side, and just giving myself a blocked off window to actually spend some time getting training on a particular subject. So one day a month, I set aside a couple of hours to sit down and do nothing but spend some time learning a particular skill in Photoshop, learning a particular skill with the camera. Maybe it's I got in a new flash, maybe I've gotten some kind of new piece of hardware, but I give myself dedicated time each month to do nothing but play and learn a particular skill set. And one of the things I think that's great about that is I can use that as a refresher, because there's a lot of things I do that I don't actually particularly do all the time. But when I do need to do it, I'd like to not have to go look it up and try to relearn it. So it's a chance for me just to refresh some of those more common skills that I don't use every day. It's also a great chance for me to go out and experiment a little bit and really push myself to learn something new, whether it's how to do an alternative historical process or how to do some kind of new blend blurring technique in Photoshop. But I give myself that time to set that up every month, to give myself a little bit of room there. It allows me to think ahead about what I might want to learn, create a list for that. So as I step into that space, I know that that time is just dedicated to nothing but having to learn there. And it also gives me some time during the prior parts of the month when I've come across something where it's like, wow, it'd be really great to know this, how to do that easier or how to do that better, that I know I can pick that up on my habit day of training. So there you have the kind of the five, I think, habits people should have. You should keep yourself organized so that you can always find what you need, whether it's your gear, your images, your plans, your business documents. You should keep everything clean. Make sure that every time you come back from a trip, you clean your camera gear. You keep it stored in a way that keeps it clean so that when you pick up that camera, you know it's ready to go. It's ready to use. The batteries are charged. Everything's taken care of. I think you should shoot outside your comfort zone so that you are always pushing yourself into a new way of learning, a new way of seeing, a new way of being. Fourth is to consume more photography. So no matter what you're doing, to really sit down and spend some time to think about photographs, think about the photography and how it's meaningful. And then finally, that last day of the month or whatever day of the month, you set aside some time to train yourself on some new skills, to work on a process you're not familiar with or you're not comfortable with, so that it does become more second nature. Now, these may not be your five habits you need, but I would encourage you to sit down and think about what habits would really increase your photography, make your photography easier, make your photography better, or your creative life. Maybe one of your habits needs to be that you need to sketch every day or you need to journal every day because you think that'll help. But whatever it is, you need to go on ahead and set that up. The important thing to remember about habits, too, is that, you know, if you do it once, do it twice, three times, it's probably not going to stick as a habit. Depending on the research you read, it can take anywhere from 21 days to a certain number of hours to a certain number of times of repetition. But really what you want to do is try to get yourself in a point where you're doing this stuff on a regular basis. So however how long it takes, whatever you need to do, whether it's set up a reminder in your phone, put post-it notes up on the mirror in the bathroom, whatever it is, try to get yourself in a spot where you're whatever your five habits are, that you're able to put yourself in a position to succeed really well. I hope I've given you a few things to think about, some habits you could possibly pick up that might make your photography easier, might make it a little bit better. I hope you have a great week behind the camera. I'll see you next time. Don't forget, you can always find us up on the web at www.thepreceptivephotographer.com, or you can always find us up on iTunes or the Google Store. And have a great week.